there. I mean, there was just fear there. What if they don't, you know, all kinds of things in my mind, you know, and for a while kept me from witnessing to people, you know. Like some persecution where I worked and all, but once I got over that fear, I felt like, you know what, God loves them, and you know, God loves me, and he told us to be witnesses. We'd be witnessing to Judea. And, you know, we can overcome that, praise God, that fear of being a witness. And when we do, they will hear us because we've heard him, the Bible says. Praise the Lord. And we're believing for complete, total restoration for your mama, praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to give God glory, and she'll give God glory. And y'all keep up that witness. Lay hands on her, anoint her. If the Holy Spirit leads you to do something, do it, praise the Lord, because just like Johnny said, you know, I believe God still does miracles and answers prayers, and he does. I'm telling you right now, he does, praise God. I'm here today because I've took a stand on God's word, you know, back years ago concerning healing and stuff. I mean, you know, I fought all kinds of stuff, faced things, you know, even now, praise God. But how many knows the Bible says that no weapons formed against you will prosper? And if I was going to title the sermon tonight, it would be purpose to believe. You know, we got a purpose to believe God. I mean, you know, in Deuteronomy over there, he told them, he said, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life, that you and your family live and be blessed, you know. And so we have to purpose to believe, because we got a lot of evidence in the natural realm, on the TV, in lives, and always will have, praise God, to get us not to believe God. There's no use in believing God. Satan will tell you, thoughts will tell you. There's no need you believe in God, you know, for this and that. I know back when I had open heart surgery, and I come out, you know, and been cut open, can't lift nothing. They want to do a procedure now, you know, a little procedure now. And I thought, man, they want to go in and do arterial grab, you know. And I thought, bless God, I'm not going to be able to lift nothing for 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know how long it was, but anyhow, that's my only thing, because all else is good. Victory's already mine. Victory's already yours, you know. And purpose to believe God no matter what you're facing. Things are going to come against you. Things are going to rise up. Unexpected things are going to happen, and some of it's going to be the enemy. He purposes in his mind and heart to get you not to believe, because believing God produces things. I mean, it brings in the glory of God. How many knows we have to own purpose, set out to believe God in our whole life? In order to believe God properly, we got to find out in the Word what the will of the Lord is. Now, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm strong on this. It's hard to have, you won't be able to have faith unless you know the will of God. And the Word of God will reveal the will of God to you. And then in areas where it's not in the Bible, when you're trusting and seeking the Lord and relying on Him, He will give you that will too, that direction too. And in the will of God, once the will of God is revealed in the heart of man, of mankind, faith is there. Faith is there. God's kind of faith is there to have that purpose come into fruition into our life. The will of God contains the faith of God. And the faith of God is the ability of God to stand through whatever you got to stand through until you see the biblical results. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's your mama. I've seen it with my mama. My mama got ready to go home, be with the Lord. She'd ready to go home, and she just went home, praise God. Sickness and disease didn't take her out of here or anything else, and she had congestive heart failure and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I set out, you know, in my journey with the Lord, you know, I'd find out somebody had cancer. I'd try to get them to hook up with the Word of God somehow. I mean, I would take them tapes and take them. But, you know, some of them, even in my own family, one of my brother's wives, you know, she felt like he don't feel like listening to that, you know. He don't need to be bothered with that or blah, 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 you know. And I'm thinking, God can't get his word in there. You know, if the word of God, he can get the word of God. He had got born again, but he was a baby, 4 or 5 months old in the Lord, you know. And I purposed and set out and made, why? Because I knew that if he ever finds out the will of God in healing, that it's already his. So how many knows healing belongs to you? I mean, it was bought and paid for by his life. His body was broken for us, the Bible says. Praise God. And so I'm going to believe God to live as long as I want to. Long, satisfied lives. Hallelujah. Now, I've got reports my whole Christian life. Hereditary, this, runs in your family, blah, 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 you know, all of that stuff, you know. And through all of it and all those things, I purposed in my heart, I'm going to believe God, because things are impossible to man sometimes. But the Bible says with God, all things are possible. And the Bible says in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to those that believe. Hallelujah. We had the meeting the other day, you know, and we have those meetings so we're all on the same page. But not only that, so that we get the purpose spread out in the leadership and the you know, and all of that. Well, all of it's not positive. Come on, somebody. Everything's not positive when God speaks to me about change. Everything's not in my favor, you know, and all of that, but... But the Bible says that don't rebuke the chastening of the Lord. Don't be weary when God's get you know, not, I don't even call it get on to me. Giving me direction, you know, getting my mind thinking right, my heart and my motives right towards Him and towards the things that we're doing. Well, all of those, you know, and I thought, well, bless God, I got some more challenges, you know. Now people can't hear good when they want to listen to a sermon, you know. No, Johnny, that was good, because you know what? I thought Johnny is the one that said something about that innocently. He didn't have no ulterior motive. He was just saying he wanted to re-listen to that sermon and got aggravated. You didn't say that, but it was irritating you, wasn't it? Okay. No, but I mean, I'm, you know, that's what you were saying to me, though, you know. And so I thought, well, if Johnny's getting, if it was irritating him because he really wants to hear the sermon, you know, and Satan, that's something Satan can use to hinder him from hearing. I mean, those faith comes by hearing. That's why we got the internet. I mean, we set that thing up to send the word out. Get the word all over the world. Well, if they're having trouble hearing it, then guess what? I addressed it. See, issues in your life, you address them in faith in God, believing that God is going to give you the ability or the wisdom or the know-how or whatever, or give you direction to solve that issue. See, the Lord told me back 25, 27, 8 years ago, He said, son, He said, you can't run from pressure. He said, that's why you've been a quitter. He said, that's why you've been a quitter, because pressure comes, you know, and it's not what you really want. I didn't want to go to work, so I just quit. I didn't want to stay at home, so I just left. You know, and so the Lord began to tell me, you know, and I'm like, well, God, how do I do this? How do I not? He said, you got to get full of my word. He said, my word will reveal my will. My will will give you faith to stand and transform you. How many knows the word transforms us if we are open to it and if we'll saturate ourselves in it, if we will meditate on it. I'm sitting in the doctor today and I said, God, I said, I don't care what report I get, I'm believing this report. I'm sitting there amongst all these sick folk, you know, and I'm like, I'm not sick. I'm the heel, and they're going to run some tests. Well, how many knows my doctor can be wrong? Right? So when I got the results, you know, and got the phone call, and I said, sure, whatever you want, doc. You know, and right immediately after that, I said, I'm going to purpose to believe. I could have sat down on the couch. Oh, I ain't going to church tonight. I don't want to go to church. Satan will do that to you. I thought, glory to God, what a better, no better time than to go preach purpose to believe when you're under fire. No better time when you got all these things going on in your life and you get a phone call or you get an opportunity to encourage somebody else. Did you know that if you water people that way, the Bible says you'll be watered? Hallelujah. Just like the two kids out of their hearts, you know. And I attribute it to them raising them around the things of God and around love and around the anointing. See, coming to church, you might think it's just coming to church and you know, it's way beyond that. If you go back and you encounter God, you remember how you've encountered God when you come to church, then you'll get out of that mindset, it's just we're going to church. I don't just come to church. I'm in my purpose. You're in your purpose tonight, hallelujah. And so we got faith, but faith begins where the will of God is known. That's why I laid and I asked God, I said, God, if prosperity is your will, if it really is for you, then God, teach me. I wanted to know God's will. See, because at my church, I heard it a lot, you know, whatever God's will is, whatever God's will is, whatever. You can say it any way you want to, find the will of God, or whatever God's will is. And I would leave there and I'd be like, well, I don't have a clue what the will of God is. See, I didn't know what I know now. But I had right here the map, and I just did not know how big the directions was. I just didn't really know how big the will of God was. I didn't know the will of God was going to cover my financial life. I didn't know the will of God was in here, this Bible, I was going to find out how to have a good marriage. I didn't know that in this book I was going to find out to be faithful in the ministry where I was at. See, submission is not because you really like it. True submission is not when you like it and it's something you want to do. True submission is just like Jesus. He's there praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. That shows you what true submission is. He surrendered his will to God's will. That's what true submission. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. See, but now I found that word in there. I read that about Jesus, and I didn't look at it as just a story. I looked at it like this is what he did. He was here to do the will of the Father. And I thought, I'm here, this has been a lot of years ago. I'm here to do the will of the Father, whatever the will of the Father is. And you know what? A lot of times I wouldn't ask God what his will was because I really didn't want to know what his will was. Because I figured that if I knew what his will was, he's going to want me to do things I don't want to do. I mean, that's your flesh. No, the will of God will carry you into a satisfied life. It'll carry you into a joyous life. It'll carry you into a faith-filled life. It'll carry you into the substance that God has for you, where you live. It'll get your cars. It'll get your increase right in the middle of inflation. Hallelujah. But you know what? We got a purpose, on purpose, believe God. If I were you and I owed for a house, I'd be laying my hands on it often. And I'd be saying it belongs to me and not me and the bank or whatever. I'd be saying it. I'd be calling it in. I would say, God, I thank you, Lord, that you bring supernatural increase because your word tells me that it is your will for me to be debt free, Romans 5. And see, he could speak to people. I've heard people say, well, I'm too old to get out of debt. I'm just too old. This Bible don't wear out. His promises are in him, yes, at 1, yes, at 80, amen, at 90, 120. It's still yes and amen. The enemy will try to use your thoughts and your experience, your body, your finances, you know. Some of you on fixed incomes, you know. I mean, you know, you're on your Social Security or what, all of that stuff. I really understand that stuff is really real. It is real. And it will get you in unbelief and fear and all of that. Get you not to trust God. I mean, these things talk to us. See, the Lord told me one time, I said, God, I can't go tell the elderly to tithe and sow seeds. And I mean, they're on a fixed income, $500 or $600. And he said, He said, why are you making my word a respecter? Making me a respecter. He said, what do you think? And then all of a sudden I realized that God was a big God. You know that God never takes. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They'd been reading over in the book of Job, you know, and they're going through some hardship and looking like there's no way out of it and all that. So they were just went and they made a doctrine out of the book of Job over there. And I told them, I said, well, where did Jesus say that? Where did Paul say that? I said, he's the only one in the Bible that I can find that says that. And I told him, I said, and the Bible says that he will back up his word by three or more witnesses, three times. I said, see, the enemy is trying to get you to stop believing God so that you will suffer loss. You'll quit. You'll give in. You'll lay down. You won't go forward. God's will produces faith to have it in the heart of the person that will embrace God's will. Let me give you an example. I felt like that I was called to preach on the way to church. I don't know how long I'd been saved. Don't really matter. Me and Teresa's in the Word, and now I'm you know, listening to preaching in the daytime, and Scott Webb and all them, a lot of them done died and gone on to be with the Lord now, you know. And Joyce Myers, I reluctantly listened to a woman preacher because I'd been taught women are not supposed to be preachers. They're supposed to shut up and be silent in the church. You know? But she was getting to me. I mean, she's preaching on her, and I'm like, well, I don't care, man. I'm going to listen to this woman. I'm not going to believe nothing she said, but I got to check her out. And before you know it, 9 o'clock. I was hoping I wasn't on the job nowhere at 9 o'clock unloading the truck. Why? You know why? Because Joyce Myers come on at 9 o'clock. Scott Webb come on at 8:30. You know? And so I started listening to Joyce Myers. Then when I seen her on TV, you know, I couldn't believe that was her because her voice didn't match her face in my mind. But you know what was happening? All the time, God was revealing His will to me through them. I might not have understood nothing. I can't remember understanding anything. I just knew it was good. I knew it was good, you know, and praise the Lord. Why? Because it was the Holy Spirit bearing witness in me with what was being preached, and that's the way He'll do you. You might not get a whole sermon, but one little thing here, line upon line, precept here a little, there a little, the Bible says. He'll take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory if we'll choose to believe. I mean, this thing really, the kingdom is conditional. I know we don't like to say that, but you just quit reading your Bible and you just quit praying. You see how you feel in a week. Just try it. Don't try it. We might have to come get the spiritual amulets and pick you up. Don't try it, but I mean, that's just the way it is. We choose to read. We choose to pray. We choose to fast. We choose to meditate on this word. And God's already purposed to manifest Himself to us. And the Bible says that we bear fruit and it glorifies Him that we bear fruit. That means when you're in faith, you're bearing. When you're believing God, He counts that to you as righteousness, just like He did Abraham. You're believing God to be healed. You're believing God to be stronger in the Lord. You purpose to believe God. And so you turn to the Word of God. I mean, she's read, I don't know how many books she's read out of here. She's done put me to shame. 80. Dear Jesus, she done nearly read all them books in there, praise the Lord. But you know what I seen? I seen her when she came here and she gave her heart to the Lord, you know, surrendered her heart to the Lord. I've not seen too many more dedicated people than these folk are, you know. But their dedication is just an outward show of their personal dedication with the Lord, you know. But I seen April flourish like springtime when the grass starts coming up and you fertilize it and water it. That's what she was doing. She was spiritually fertilizing her heart, her spirit man, and renewing her mind to the Word of God. And I've seen her a lot of times. I mean, she'd go around and there'd be negative stuff and she'd be like, well, trust God. Well, it's God. Well, what? Don't say that. You know. And that was a good thing. I thought, man, that's the way you do it. You get a hold of the Word of God, and something negative comes, you know, and you take a stand on that Word. Give me the Matthew 7, and we'll see the results of that. Therefore, this is Jesus. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. See, you a wise man or a wise woman to listen to the Word of God. If the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes you're healed, well, then you're wise if you lay hold of that and you just believe what that Bible says. That's what he's saying, those that hear these sayings of mine and do them. You embrace them. You embrace the Word of God and say, God, you already did it through Jesus. But God, and I'm laying hold of it. He counts you as a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended. This is the trouble in your life. This is the attacks of the enemy in your life. And the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. You know, when me and my brother split back under, I don't remember when it was, 97 maybe or something like that, and we had a business that God had built. You know, we had to work. I were out selling and all that. But I come in early before everybody, and I'd ask the Lord, which way do I need to send my hands? I'd got a hold of Proverbs 3, the Word. Then it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct you. So I would come in early, and I used that Word. See how that Word began to cause me to turn to God? How many knows that God knows everything? And before you know it, I would just know which truck went which way and who needed to go which way. And then I would ask and pray and say, God, which way do I go today? What do I do today? Well, when we split, the Lord spoke to me to split with Him. That business was grossing $500,000 and growing. And we had some subs that we were subbing, several subs. And so... I'd read in there Jacob, and anyhow, he told him choose which land? Abraham and Lot. And Abraham told him, you choose, and Lot got the best land, you know. And I thought, that's what'll happen to me, you know. But anyways, I thought, but I got you, God. See what I'm saying? That those thoughts are coming to me, trying to get me like, oh, God, you know, this is awful. This is not good. And see, it was the will of God. God had spoke to me. God will tell you things, just like He's telling you want to go up yonder. But you know God wants you here. That's God. That stuff is absolutely God. And I mean, when we obey the Lord, buddy, we can miss the will of God by not obeying Him that way. Well, Anyhow, my brother took Weston and everything and had the subs. Well, it wasn't long after that the subs went under. I had one. I had to go back. I've been driving big trucks, you know, and all of that stuff, pull trailers and all of that, and now I can't afford a truck. So I go down to an S10. I mean, it barely would get the Jasper up them hills and all of that. But you know what? I praised God in that little truck. I sure did. And then that one company quit using me, started using somebody else. And there I was with zero. But you know what I had? I had faith in God, because I had meditated on that scripture over there. I had read the story in Mark 11 over there where Jesus went up to the fig tree and looked like it should be bearing fruit. He was hungry. He went down there and seen it. It didn't have no fruit. And He spoke to that thing. And He said, no man shall eat fruit from you henceforth. And then 24 hours later, it dried up. They come out. They were shocked. See, I was reading that and I was like, that's us. We're the disciples. That was the disciples back then. And Jesus was teaching them how to speak to the mountains, how to proclaim the will of God, the Word of God. And He did it. He did it and demonstrated that when He was in the wilderness. You know, when Satan come and tempted Him. I mean, His circumstances were not favorable in the wilderness, even though He was Jesus. I mean, He felt secluded. I mean, he felt alone. He felt secluded. I imagine, you know, just like sometimes we do, where's God? Which I don't ever feel that way anymore because I'm already, you know, he'll never leave me and never forsake me, and that's rooted and grounded in my spirit. So those emotions can't attack me no more that God's left me. I don't have to feel God. I know that he's in me. I know. You got to work that word. Say it over and over and think on it and meditate on it. If you don't feel like you'll be successful, get this scripture in here, you know, where it says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Purpose to believe him to be successful. Well, you know what God did? God raised me up. God raised me up. I don't care who you are, where you at. You cannot convince me that God ain't real. You cannot convince me that God's word don't contain faith. You cannot convince me that God is faithful to back his word up. You cannot convince me that somebody believing God is going to come out on the winning side. You can't convince me anything different. Why? Because I knew it then in my spirit, and I've walked out a lot of it and seen God do it. He even told me in this business when I'm like, well, you know what, I'm gonna give it to Travis and I'm getting out. I'm just going to sit around. Me and Teresa are going to watch movies and watch movies and watch movies. Oh, just watch some more movies. Just watch more movies. And then here comes God, knows what I'm thinking. And he says, I'll do it again. That's all he said, Johnny. And when he said that, I'm like, oh, man, he'll do it again. I got excited. I'm still excited. I got excited about it. I thought, well, glory to God. He'll do it again, man. He'll raise this thing up and he'll take it to no limits, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? I have seen him do it. Bring an offering to the Lord in the house of God. See, the religious folk think that's stupid. They think, that stuff don't work. You know? I mean, people can be, they can be born again and be unbelievers in a lot of areas. Not willing to believe, not on purpose believing, that if I come sow a seed at the offering at church, or if I send one to somebody, or if I forgive a debt, or something like that, that my God won't multiply me for that. There ain't nobody going to convince me because they don't know if it works or not, can't afford it. I've heard all kinds of stuff. We all start there. I mean, we all start down there. We can't afford to give God 10%. We can't afford. Oh, God, I can't let my brother have that whole thing like that, man. And I purposed in my heart at that time, I'm not going to take not one contractor. They all had my phone number. They dealt with me. They didn't even deal with him. And when they would call me and, you know, They'd get in touch with me. I'd say, I'm not with Weston anymore. I'm not with. I kept my heart clear towards the Lord. And you know what? He raised it up. He's raising you up. He's raising this church up. This church is going to see God's glory greater than it's ever seen it this year. I don't care what it looks like. And it don't look bad. People come like this right here, and you know, that ain't really got hooked in. They say, what's wrong with that church? You know, and they don't show up again. Next time I see them, what's wrong, you? And people just like you, ain't nothing wrong with us. We in the will of God, and we moving forward. We don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all can't feel what we feel. I don't know. Well, they're not going to convince me there's something wrong. I'm in the will of God. You're in the will of God. It's just like somebody told, though, the new dude, I believe he'll be back. They usually start on Sunday morning, don't they, Johnny? They'll usually start on Sunday morning, and they'll go to the flea market and different things, all of that. That was Johnny. And then before you know it, Johnny getting a little bit. I don't know what he's getting. I don't know what he knows. I have no idea nothing about Johnny at that time. And then before you know it, I'm like, whoo, you come on Sunday night. Glory to God. And the miracle just happened. And then before you know it, oh, Wednesday, glory to God, they are something going on around here. See, what was happening is Johnny was responding to the Holy Spirit. And you or anybody else, so the new guy, he tells me, I go to Magic Pun Shop, and I done told you about it. I felt good, man, witnessing. Feels good to witness. When you're flowing with the Lord, praise God, and I mean, you're not all religious, trying to give them all this garbage, you know. You're just out of your spirit, witness to them. You want to know, gee, you want them to come to church. He looked at me and he said, how many is down there? And I said, well, now's the time for you to get down there. I said, because there'll come a time when there won't be nobody nowhere to see it. I said, I'm working on another guy like that too down there. You know, and I said, so it's time for you to get in there now. I said, where you can get used to the crowd. I said, because we're full. Now you walk in here tonight, where are you full? He said that Sunday. Oh, shut up. I still believe it. I don't see empty seats. I was thinking the other day, well, glory to God, we got that many more, and we got them back there, and that us have to sit on the floor, and we got about 30 more seats, praise God. Making room already. Somebody come to me, you know, when COVID hit, blah, 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 and just in the natural, they said, well, I think we need to take some of the chairs and stuff out. It wouldn't look as empty. I said, absolutely not. Where's everybody going to sit if we do that? I don't care what people think. You got to get to where you're gonna stand on God's word, because you're founded on a rock. And when the winds come and the waves and unexpected things and trouble and the enemy and feelings and emotions, you don't fall. You don't come down. You get in there and you see God go in there at 8 degrees and thaw everything out and no busted water lines. That's pretty amazing, really. I'm telling you right now. God can do it. He rebukes the devourer. It could have cost him hundreds of dollars. You know, praise the Lord. But he said, see, we got to make quality decisions. A quality decision is just like Blake. I don't know how old you are, 15? Ooh, you're pretty too. Sharp as a tack, man. Tall. He's a cowboy. I believe he's going to ride a bull one day, you know. He might have that in his heart. He asked me if he'd go over there and ride a bull at my place. I said, sure, go over there and get on him. Let Munchie take you over there. Bless God, just jump on him. I ain't going to stop you. Go ride the bull. You know? I think he was here. But, you know, I mean, 15 years old. You know, you got car coming up. You got future coming up. Get before the Lord and say, God, I don't know what your will is for me, God, but God, I believe I'm going to drive one day. You think you're going to drive, man? Yeah, already. Get your steering wheel cover. Bless God. Purpose to believe God that at the time you don't wait till you need it. It's too late. Go ahead and get it coming right now. Get it on its way. Get your faith out there. Get it on its way. Ask Zach. It works. Does it work, Zach? Got him a steering wheel cover because I told the story about a teenager. Well, I don't just tell these stories so y'all go, ooh, yeah, baby. No, get your steering wheel cover. Start praising God, hallelujah. You know, just like our bodies and all that. There's a guy, Katrina, I guess it was, wiped him out and the government moved him around. Well, the government moved the guy down here and he was Baptist, and that's fine. I'm a Baptist. I mean, I'm a Baptist, you know. But he told me, he said, I'm a Baptist. I said, I don't care what you are. God's word's for Baptist too, you know. John the Baptist was in there. I think that's where they get that. He was a baptizer, man. That wasn't. They didn't have no denominations out there. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. They're preaching about Jesus, man. I mean, they're turning the world upside down. He was John, he baptized. He even baptized Jesus. You know. I told him, I said, I don't care what you are, man. I said, you know, we just believe God here, praise God. Well, he comes in here, and he's never heard this kind of preaching. I started on healing pretty often. The Lord would have me preaching on healing. And I made this statement one day. I said, there's 17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where people were healed, documented. And the majority of them, was their faith made them whole. And so I told them, I said, you know what? I said, you know, doctors, you get a doctor's report and all that, and you got ailments in your body and all that, and that's a fact. You know, don't faith it away. The facts are there, you know. And I said, but don't live with it. You know, when you take your medicine, I said, don't go quit your medicine. That's not faith. You know, let the doctor do that for you. Let the doctor take you off of it. I said, but every time you get your medicine, praise God, and you take it, you let it be a reminder to say out of your mouth, thank you, Lord, that by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I was healed, and it's mine. I said, then let the doctor, go back and let the doctor, when you get the appointments, let the doctor take you off. You know what? And he started believing God for things, started standing on the word of God and everything. Every time he'd go to the doctor, they would take him off some medicine. I mean, the Lord was healing his body, his faith towards God. All he did is come and heard the word. He's had that Bible longer than I've been alive. He'd been a Christian a long time. How many knows that don't matter either? You know, it's not faith cometh in 1967 by what you heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the now word. By the anointed word, by the God speaking word, God anointing word, God revealing word. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Praise God. I was down there one day, and he said, you know what happened? I said, nah, man, I don't really know what happened. He said, I come in, these people's putting groceries on my porch. Man, just bags full of groceries. I mean, supernatural things started happening to this elderly man and woman. I seen his wife raised up off of her deathbed through me laying hands on her by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? When she got in that mess, I didn't go to feeling sorry for her. You can't do nothing feeling sorry. See, I believe it's Acts chapter 8, I believe it is, 3 or 8, 1. I mean, Peter and John, they're going to the temple. And this man that had been, I think for a long time, 40, I don't remember how many years. But he was 40 years old, that's what he was. He was 40 years old, and he would lay there at the gate and ask for alms, beg for money. And they're full of the Holy Spirit now, just like me and you, full of God, full of faith. I mean, had Jesus in them, praise the Lord. And here they go, and he asked alms, and the Bible says that they fixed their eyes on him, both of them. And they said, gold and silver have I none, but what I give thee, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he reached down his hand and picked him up. And the Bible says that his feet got strength. In other words, healed. His feet got healed. And the Bible says he went in the temple leaping and praising God. And the other ones came praising God because the Bible says they knew this was the man that laid there day in and day out at the temple gate asking alms. And they had seen a miracle. And it wasn't long after that, they went and they're preaching. All they're doing is preaching about this Jesus that they walked with. And they delivered him up to Pontius Pilate and all of that. And they're telling him, this is the one that delivered up. And I know you did it out of ignorance, he would say to some. But you know what? They went and they put him in jail. They put Peter and John in jail. And they're trying to come up with a way to punish them, man. But 5,000 people had got saved. And these 5,000 people were there. And so they couldn't do anything. So they go in there and they tell him, look, don't preach in this name. Don't preach in this name. See, that'd be Satan, the equivalent of Satan today. Don't tell about Jesus. Don't be a witness. Don't say nothing about the Lord. If they want the Lord, just let them. No, we're commissioned to voice it, praise God. We're commissioned to preach this God. We're commissioned. And you know what, praise God? They turned them loose. Couldn't find no way. Nothing on them. And they said, don't preach in this name. They said, whether it be good with God or not, you judge. But we can't preach nothing else. In other words, they turned around there and says, you ain't going to tell us not to talk about this Lord. Now they're ready to go be crucified because they're persuaded now. They purposed to believe God to preach the gospel. They had purpose. So here we see, and we've covered this. Give me that Psalms 1 and we'll close with this. This is the year of the glory of God. God said He's going to do more. There's going to be more and more and more this year. It says, blessed, somebody say, blessed, is the man that sitteth not in the counsel of ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. Now here's where I get my strong belief in that people lost ain't got no counsel for me. I don't care how successful they look. The Bible says He'll bless you if you don't sit in their counsel. The scoffers. Church ain't blah, blah. Them Christian, blah, blah. You know, don't listen to them. He said, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, the Word of God. And His law does He meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaves shall also not wither, and whatsoever He does shall prosper. That's me. That's you. That's this church. That's every church that does it, that lays hold of the Word of God. Jesus said it over there in Mark 7, you know, and I seen those two foundations one time, and I seen half of my foundation good, and I seen half of it not right yet. And I thought, man, I got to build myself on the rock, man. I got to build my life on up on the rock, praise the Lord. And here I am a few years later, praise God. I'm blessed going in. I mean, I say it all the time. I say it. I say it out of my mouth. I'm blessed. My business is blessed. My business is increasing. I thank You, Lord, that you bless me going in, bless me going out. You got to get these and meditate on them and let them be your thinking. Let them be your life, praise the Lord. I mean, you know, just like Johnny and Samantha, I believe you're going to have a kid. Woo, better them than me. I love kids, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's something I just ain't got no revelation to believe for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever your desires are, the Bible says in Mark 11 over there, whatsoever things you desire, would you believe that you receive it. Believe that your mama's healed. Believe she'll get better. Talk to her. Tell her. Believe, just believe God to get better a little bit at a time, little bit. You get her to believe in a little bit more, a little bit. And we're standing with you. We're backing you up. We're believing for her to fully recover, praise God. Don't look at what it looks like in the natural, hallelujah. I mean, we're standing here before Jesus. When He goes into funerals, He messes them up. And when you go into your mama, guess who's in you? He is. When you're praying for Him, lifting them up, He is. He is. I'm believing God for lost people this year like I've never believed before. To come into this place, praise the Lord. And I know the Scripture says to where the stall is empty, there's no mess. But when you put ox in it, all right? So we need to have our mind set to this stuff, you know. We're believing God to prosper, and He's going to bring it. But be willing to deal with the issues that prosperity brings to you. You will be persecuted. This church will be persecuted the more that we prosper. And that's fine. The Bible says that we're going to suffer persecution. I'm not going to like it when they get my parking place. Right? I'm not going to probably like all their grand come in here after 21 years and they know what's best for this church. You know, and I've got to be one of those peacemakers and those that gets them on up. I remember one guy, he wanted us to have Bible study. Blah, blah, blah. This is the Bible study. And I just point blank told him, I said, this is not a Bible study. Feller got mad. Minute he walked out, he got up and walked out of the service. And you know, I didn't feel real good. It didn't feel good, you know, and he walks out of the service, Spirit of the Lord left him. He knew he wasn't right, and he went on. He couldn't feel good no more or nothing until he repented in his heart. And I guess told God, I'm sorry, God. And then he comes back and wants to apologize to us for 4 weeks. Once is good enough, but that's okay if you need to get it out. What I'm saying is we're going to have to face things. You're going to face them in your family. You're going to say things, you know, and all of that stuff, you know, but you got to stand strong because in the end they're going to be calling on you because they want somebody in their need that knows God, and they know God. So purpose to believe God. Purpose to believe Him to increase financially. Why not? Full of it. Bible's full of it. He said he'd bless you abundantly above, greater than you can think or ask. According to the power, what's the power? Him, the Word, strong confidence in Him. So I want to encourage you, believe for your cars. And you know what? They honored their mother and father. The Bible says that's the first command with promise. I don't know what the promise is, but something's going to happen. I honored my mother, and I'm one satisfied dude on this planet. My mama's gone. But you know what? Not only that, he blessed me while I was honoring my mama. I increased. I sure did. I increased, praise God. And I applaud y'all guys, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. We thank you, Father God.